Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mysteries Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, now we can say good afternoon. Looks like we got some storm clouds to the north. I don't know if it's going to rain or not. If we're just going to threaten, be like that kind of all day, but we'll see. Hopefully it won't be too bad. If it does, could use a little bit of rain. I just don't want the storms. I had a friend, I saw some pictures my friend sent me last night of a tree branch that had fallen onto his back patio. That was like a pretty gnarly. And we've had to deal with a lot of rough weather here in this state in the spring and in the summer. But hopefully we're getting to better weather. Be nice. Nicer today, doesn't have to be as hot, but I do see that could be some weather coming in. 248-539-9797, the telephone number. Gator with you today on the Carson Anderson program. Kang is with us as well, as we take your calls and your texts. Talked a lot about the All-Star game last night. Really impressed with what they did with the All-Star game. I thought it came off beautifully. There were only a couple little small things that I took exception to. One was miking up Tarek Skubal to start the game along with Cal Raleigh. You don't have to mic up both of those guys. I don't know if I'd mic up a pitcher. Interesting idea. If you're going to try it out, you try it out in the All-Star game. But, they have very limited time to talk. And when you're getting a question out, and by the time you're letting them answer a question, they literally have just a few seconds before the pitch has to be delivered. Otherwise, it's a pitch clock violation. But, hey, you try it out. It didn't work with Skubal and Cal Raleigh as much. It did work out nicely with Clayton Kershaw, which was actually pretty cool. And the other little nitpick thing I would have is at the end when you were doing the swing off, the home run derby at the end of the game to determine the winner, because you had a tie and you're not going to extra innings in the All-Star game anymore. It would have been great. It was a missed opportunity, but I get it. Players are leaving. The starters are already dressed and changed and ready to get out of there, and some have already left. But it would have been cool if you could have seen a home run derby determining the winner of the All-Star game that included Shohei Ohtani versus Aaron Judge, among others. That would have been really cool. But alas, it didn't happen that way. Instead, we still had a home run derby to determine the winner. It was damn dramatic, and it was really cool television. But something happened I noticed this in the seventh inning, and then I let it bother me, because once I noticed it, I couldn't unsee it. And maybe it was there the entire game, and like I said, I didn't see it. I didn't notice it until the seventh inning. Or maybe just maybe, this guy didn't show up until the seventh inning. And he is, to me, one of the, if not the most annoying person in sports. Now, people can agree with me, disagree with me. That's fine. And I'm not here to fight. This is my personal thing. I would love to hear who you have to say is the most annoying person in sports. But I will start it with my opinion. And again, I didn't see this until the seventh inning last night. And it's that Florida Marlins fan that has the great seats behind home plate and thinks he is the greatest thing in the world, the greatest gift ever given to the Florida Marlins. He wears the orange jersey, gets those great seats, and he is all but too proud of himself to have those seats and let everybody know how much he has spent to get great seats like that in the past, to the point where a few years ago, more now it's 7 years ago. I remember this story. We did this story before opening day one time, and it would have been 2018. It was relevant in 2018 for the Tigers because here's the headline from ESPN. Marlins man says he'll no longer attend team's home games. Why? Well, because he couldn't work out a deal to get discounted season tickets. He was willing to write a check and had written a check for $200,000 to have season tickets for the following 3 years. The Marlins said, no, thank you. And they made another offer. And apparently that tipped off a spat. This guy thinks he's so special that he should get discounted seats because he's so well known, because people know this guy. And it got to the point in 2018 where he started thinking about switching loyalties. The quote from him was, four teams reached out to me already, and I said that I could become like the Tigers man or other teams, and they would be happy to sell me tickets on TV view for 3 years paid in advance with a substantial discount. This guy. Now, what annoyed the hell out of me about him last night is that once I saw him and I couldn't unsee it, is that he didn't sit down for more than 30 seconds at a time. And if he sat down for 30 seconds in one seat, it was simply to scroll through his phone or take a selfie, and then he would get out of his seat and start working the crowd. Start talking to somebody over here, talking to people that are right behind him. And it looked like those people didn't want to be bothered. And yet here's this jackass that's going to be in the center of attention. And he knows he's on camera, so he just wants everybody to see him. Now he's talking with the usher. And he's pointing on his phone with something. And I'm wondering, what is he having to show his ticket? Did he have the ticket the whole time? I don't know. Again, I didn't see him until the seventh inning. And then I was so pissed that I noticed him. And I couldn't stop looking at it in the background. Moving constantly left to right. Sitting up, standing up, sitting down. It annoyed the hell out of me. And I know I shouldn't let him annoy me. It's something stupid. This guy has no bearing on my enjoyment of the game, or at least shouldn't. And I still enjoyed the game. But this guy, I find this guy to be the absolute most annoying person in sports because he combines himself with the look at me guy. Hey, look at me. I'm here in the good seats. Hey, look at me, I'm wearing the loudest, you know, jersey in baseball. With the guy I can't stand on the airplane, who is that guy that's walking up and down the aisles and thinking that he's the center of attention, has to talk to everybody and have a conversation with everybody. I'm like, dude, just sit in your seat and shut up. He's that guy too. So it's not just that he's annoying jackass at a baseball game. He combines like three guys that I can't stand. Am I overreacting on this? Maybe. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. Same number to text. I find him to be the most annoying person involved in sports. You can have a differing opinion. That's fine. I'd love to hear it. You know, who is on this guy's level is really what I want to see. Could be a player, could be a manager, could be a fan, could be whatever. Somebody associated with sports that you find to be the most annoying. To me, it's Florida Marlins, man. This guy. Kang, is there somebody you find to be terribly annoying in sports?
So, like I told you this morning before the show, I'm really, like, it's a new Kang. Maybe it's because of, you know, dad life, all this stuff. I'm really trying not to let things in general bother me as much as they used to when I was younger. I'm just trying to live my life as stress-free as possible. So this doesn't help, Gator. You're trying to rile me up. Well, right? You're trying to rile me up, man.
I want
to
know.
So, nothing really drives me crazy anymore, but for the sake of, you know, answer your question, that's a little annoyance is, I don't know if this counts, okay? Does it have to be an actual person? Is that what you're asking for?
Like, I mean, I'm looking for the most annoying person in sports, but I'm curious where you're going with this.
No, I was just going to say the LeBron-Jordan debate, I just can't take that anymore, That's not a person, but the people that talk about it will be. Those are people,
sure,
right? Those,
sure.
So those people,
that
continue to bring up LeBron versus Jordan. I can't stand it. I judging and trying to, you know, differentiate eras is already impossible as it is, and I understand we're in the debate business, so I understand.
Yes, yeah.
But I mean, that debate itself, will it ever die? Will my kids be watching, you know, Stephen B. Smith argue with, you know,
Stephen B. Smith.
I don't know.
Wow.
Jack McAfee talking about who's
Jack McAfee.
I don't know. That's
a different name.
I don't know.
I wasn't expecting those names to come out of your mouth.
I'm sorry. Anyway, so that's my just annoyance right now in sports in general.
I got you. No, because anybody brings up that debate, it's like, are we really doing this? Do we have to do this debate?
Is that always in the tub of pretzels for them? They pull that question?
Right. It's a one-trick pony. Like, hey, yeah. We haven't talked about the LeBron versus Michael Jordan thing in a while. Want to do it? Yeah, let's do it. Great. Awesome. Let's do that.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
But 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. I'm just putting it out there. I saw this guy, and I didn't let him ruin my experience. But if I had seen him from pitch one behind home plate, and again, I don't know if he was there. So because I am so jaded against this guy, I've already come up with a scenario of why I didn't see him until the seventh inning. I've made up a scenario. King, this is how bad it is. I have made up a scenario in my mind as to why I didn't see him until the seventh inning. And that scenario is this. Because he didn't have tickets for behind home plate. Because Major League Baseball didn't sell him those tickets. It was the All-Star game, their biggest night, and they weren't going to give them to this guy. He had to work his way down and talk his way around, and he didn't get there until the seventh inning when people started to maybe not stick around for the game. They scored all those. They had the 6-0 lead going into the seventh. And people started to leave the game, and then they made his move to get down there. Now, again, my theory could all be completely blown up if you saw him sitting there in the second inning, and I didn't. Again, I didn't notice him until the seventh. But this is how much I despise this guy. I despise him so much that I'm creating a scenario in my mind as to why he wasn't there until the seventh inning. Because he's too self-important to stay away from the spotlight for too long. He had to find a way. He was just bursting at the seams to get into the spotlight, and he wormed his way into getting that seat behind home plate, which he abandoned time and time again. He switched off like 3 different seats behind home plate. God, I hate this guy. I shouldn't let it get to me, but I'm letting him get to me. 248-539-9797, the telephone number. Who is the most annoying person in sports, in your opinion? We'll talk about it next year. 97 won the ticket.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, no. nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.